Now, as Mike just reported, even China, the country that entered the Korean War on North Korea's behalf, is increasingly becoming frustrated with its hard-nosed, hard-line neighbor. And as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing, the same can be said for the Chinese people, who now often look to South Korea, not the North, as a model for economic and social development.
Sitting in her daughter's apartment, 55-year-old Yuan Xue is taking it easy this evening, watching a movie. Tonight, she's watching a modern thriller on Chinese television. A small, smart, recently retired member of a Chinese military orchestra has been a movie buff since her teens. What she really used to love watching, though, back in the 1970s, were North Korean movies.
I used to love North Korean movies, especially the one called The Little Flower Girl. I remember going to see that, and at the end, everyone in the whole movie theater was crying. It was so moving. I can still remember the songs from that film very clearly.
My heart, 姑娘,清早起床.
The Little Flower Girl, despite its fairy tale name, was all about class struggle, a young girl overcoming the rapacious landlord classes before the revolution. It was a struggle that China was also going through, and so North Korea, similar but different to China, was alluring in more ways than just movies. There was a strong feeling of brotherhood between the two countries, and Yuan Xue, like many Chinese people, admired North Korea and its commitment to the communist ideals.
In the movies, the North Korean people were always putting the interests of the masses first. But it also seemed to be such a prosperous country, and the women wore such beautiful clothes. When it rained, they all wore these amazing see-through plastic raincoats.
A love of transparent raincoats sounds a little bourgeois for the Maoist era, but it apparently didn't do Yuan any harm. Now, more than 25 years after the death of Chairman Mao, putting the interests of the masses first may still be the way North Korea is doing things, but in 21st century China, it's a different story. Across town, 20-year-old journalism student Zhou Feng's eyes and ears are facing not towards North Korea, but towards the North's shamelessly capitalist, very democratic southern neighbor and rival, South Korea. The painfully cool 20-year-old and some friends are singing along in Korean, which they've been learning, with a new song by a new South Korean pop star whose music is being promoted in downtown Beijing. Wearing loose South Korean-style sports clothing, a cool pair of sunglasses, and with her long hair permed just like they do it in Seoul, Jo says she loves everything about South Korea.
When our young people first to know their songs, their fashion, we feel, wow, it's so fresh. I want to act like them. So we have our hair colored or our fashion style just like them.
Zhou Feng is part of a South Korea craze that's sweeping China's cities. Everything about South Korea, music, fashion, movies, is cool. There's even a Chinese plastic surgeon who, with a few nips and tucks, helps Chinese girls look just that little bit more Korean. And North Korea? For these young people, it might as well be on a different planet.
The situation now in North Korea is something like the situation in China while we in Cultural Revolution. So I was so surprised because China is more open and more open. So we have much freedom. North Korea people, they don't have the same right, the same freedom as we have.
When Chinese people start pitying those in other countries for having a lack of freedom, you know something's changing. China may still be run by a communist party, but it's being transformed so rapidly that it's completely unrecognizable from persistently Stalinist North Korea. And many Chinese people, especially in the cities, are celebrating that. They're moving towards a future which, they hope, looks much more like South Korea than North. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.